You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like that dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Wednesday, April the 5th. Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud.
Hey, it's Wednesday.
Oh, I know what that means.
Oh, yes.
Hit it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes.
I wonder who does the voice of that camel. There's got to be somebody out there who knows who the voice of the camel is. I guess we could Google it. The Oracle of Google knows all, sees all, so why not? But even still, how funny. All right, man, you doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Good? Ready for a good show?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Hey, listen, we do got a good show for you. So, 3 o'clock today, former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne, he's going to call in and give us his perspective as a former U.S. attorney, a prosecutor, on the indictment of President Trump and the arraignment thereafter. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you watched it last night, but I watched not only the arraignment news, but then the speech. I mean, President Trump literally flew back to Florida for a packed room of hundreds of people and gave a classic, you know, Trump speech. And it was good, but it was also, he spent time, maybe more than he could have or should have, unpacking the whole notion of what's happened over the last 4 or 5 years and how many investigations and everything. It's just nonstop. Well, it was something. So we'll be talking about that a lot during the show. Former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne calling in at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, you know the deal. It's Wednesday. We play the camel at the beginning of the show, and towards the end of the show, we do the Grand Council. So, yeah, Dale Jackson, Jeff Poore, both calling in. Plenty to talk about. Things happening in Montgomery, things happening, in D.C., and certainly things happening in New York City and Mar-a-Lago. Anyway, 4 p.m., Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore. And then there's this whole triple dipper thing that is full of stuff. So hit it, man.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. Number one, Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, man. I'm telling you, they are just like the walking dead right now. The virus has caught hold and it's just everywhere. How do you stop this? What are the symptoms? What are the manifestations, if you will, of Trump derangement syndrome? And we're going to talk about it in light of this indictment and how it just doesn't break down well. It doesn't add up. What it basically means is Trump derangement syndrome is what drove the indictment. And we'll talk about that in great detail. And then again at 3 o'clock with Jay Towne. All right, number two on the triple dipper. I'm just calling it keep your head on a swivel. Why do I say that? That's a phrase that basically means be alert. Keep aware of your surroundings. Watch what's going on around you. Don't have your head down in or stuck in the sand. Well, so there's a lot of other news is my point. There are a lot of things happening all around us, state, federal, international. And so we're going to pick a few of those and just make sure that we're keeping the fact that other things are happening in the world besides Trump derangement syndrome. Number two on the triple dipper, keep your head on a swivel. And then number three, the toothless Russian bear. You know, for decades, I mean, I grew up in the Cold War era. For decades, it was all about the Russian bear, the mighty Russian bear. Be careful, the Russian bear. That Russian bear has no teeth. I mean, what we're seeing right now is pretty epic in terms of clumsy and not working well and certainly not going the way anybody, to include President Putin, thought this would go. So we're going to talk about what is happening with the toothless Russian bear. All right. That being said, let me switch over here and go to my opening monologue, my comments for the day. All right. All you guys, everybody out there knows I'm an Army guy, right? It's been a huge part of my life. Every time an Army guy gets a chance, they got to throw a zinger, a little bit of shade, if you will, on the other service branches. Of course they do. They do the same to us. It's the way of things. But having said that, now I have to tell you this. I saw a cartoon once, right? It was several images of the different ways that different warfighters handle the times when life just plain sucks. So the first image was of some poor Joe, a regular grunt infantryman. He was standing in the mud and the rain, looking despondent and saying, "This sucks." And the next image was a Marine standing in the mud and the rain saying, "I like the way this sucks." And the next was a Navy SEAL, again in the mud and the rain saying, "I need this to suck some more." And then the next was an Army Ranger yelling, "Embrace the suck." Well, the last image, though, was an Air Force guy sitting in his recliner with rain coming down outside his window and the TV in front of him saying, "Hey, my remote quit working. This sucks." So everybody in the Army always knows that the Air Force has got it easy, right? I don't care who you are. It's just funny. Even you Air Force guys have to admit it. But that cartoon, it was meant as a joke. But, you know, I'll be honest, like most good humor, it's a joke based in reality. Life can throw us curveballs. And sometimes, yes, sometimes life can suck. We cannot control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. We can choose to reframe it, actually learn something from it, even from the sucky parts. We can learn to embrace the suck. I read a case study recently. A military psychologist did a study on the effects of being a POW on the survivors of the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam. When those men who were held prisoner for years on end by the North Vietnamese, often in isolation and even tortured, when they were finally released, it marked the longest continuous captivity of any service members in the history of the United States. What the study found, though, was that the vast majority of them, despite the deprivations and abuse, they came home largely intact and they went on to lead productive lives. Of one of those who had been held for just under 9 years, the author wrote that, quote, "He took a life-disrupting experience. He made the most of it. Instead of investing energy in his own bad failings, he embraced the suck, and he turned his 8.5 years as a POW into an opportunity to create a better, stronger version of himself." So how do you do that? Well, the quote went on, "As to all those prisoners, they became experts at not letting the experience frame them. They created goals for their experience. They found ways not just to survive, but to thrive. One of them designed a whole house in his head, which he in fact built when he returned home. Several of them learned new languages they taught to them by their fellow POWs. One ran around his cell in circles for hours at a time, not because of frustration, but because he was working on his health and fitness after the injuries he had received ejecting from his fighter. The point was that in a crisis, there's value in pausing to ask, what meaning can I find in this?" So how do you look at the world around you and decide to actually embrace the suck? I mean, me personally, like a lot of you, I've known the loss of loved ones. I've seen family strife take its toll on members of my extended family. I've been through physical hardships like Ranger school and the trial of going to war twice. I've had highs and major lows in businesses. I've struggled at times to make ends meet. And Lord, I've been tired. Tired down to the bone. Tired in my very soul. And as crazy as it sounds, I've become stronger due to each of those periods when life just sucked. I'm not sure that I was always good at embracing it at the time, to be honest, but I do know that I survived and learned to embrace the aftermath and move forward with a strength that I didn't have before it. And I find myself, even now, looking at the world around me and wondering how we got to where we are right now. Our culture is crazy. It's madness. There's a lack of loyalty. And everywhere I turn, it seems like liberals get their way and conservatives get to go to court. I don't like where we are as a nation right now. But I know where we've been. I know that we've seen worse and we've come out stronger as a people and as a nation. And right now, things seem to suck and liberals seem to always have the means to reach their agenda just by scratching, clawing, looting, and burning. But I'm not throwing the towel in. But then I also find myself thinking, but for how long? How long? It's a fair question. How long does the suck have to be endured? Well, what's your alternative? Give in? I read a devotion this morning that Charlene had sent me, and it was spot on. The author talked about things like the fact that Moses, who lost everything, fled a life of relative comfort living in Pharaoh's palace and literally spent the next 40 years living a hardscrabble life tending sheep and roughing it in what was often referred to as the wilderness. Moses was 80 years old before God gave him his mission to lead Israel. Sometimes embracing the suck is just about not quitting. And believe me, not quitting is itself a victory of sorts. That same devotion, the one that talked about Moses, it had a quote from a guy named Rick DeVos. He's one of the founders of Amway and the owner of the Orlando Magic basketball team. DeVos said this about embracing the suck. He said, persistence is the single most important ingredient of success in life. When confronted with a failure or disappointment, you have only two choices. You can give up or you can persist. If I could pass on one character trait to young people in the world, one single quality that would help them achieve success in life, it would be persistence. It's more important than intellect, athletic ability, good looks, or personal magnetism. Persistence comes from a deep place in the soul. It's a God-given compensation for what we lack in other areas of our life. Never underestimate its power. What a great quote, man. But listen, the part of that devotion, though, that got me the most was the conclusion with a quote from Galatians 6:9. That's the verse that says, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." We're told basically by that verse to hang in there, to not lose heart, to not get tired of doing what's right. Basically, we're told to embrace the suck. But the author of that devotion explained it further by pointing out that the second part of that verse, where it says, "In due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." Due time. Due time in the original Greek translation is idios keros. Keros means a special moment in time at which something should be done. But idios? Idios means ownership. It means embrace something as your own. So taken in full, that verse, Ephesians 6 or Galatians 6:9, it could be roughly translated to mean, if you'll embrace the suck, then the day will come that you'll also embrace that special moment when it all gets better and when it all makes more sense. All right. So whether that's you personally with life events that suck or personal hardships that suck or whatever, or whether you look at the world around you and just want to shut your doors and windows and keep the crazies at bay because culture just seems to suck, do not quit. Do not stop. Do not let up. Embrace the suck now. Get stronger because the day is coming when we will embrace the other side. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Yeah, I mean, isn't that something? I mean, if you look at it and you take the original Greek translation and you translate a verse from Galatians 6:9, you're basically hearing embrace the suck. But guess what? You'll one day, if you do, you'll embrace the outcome. All right, folks, y'all hang in there. We're going to embrace this thing together. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. Man, text lines have already blown up.
We got some really good ones, actually.
Yeah, hey, if you want to text in, the number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Let's get a few of those.
Okay, there's one that I want to read out real quick.
What you got?
John from Huntsville. Yeah. He likes to send some funny ones.
Yeah.
He said, "Hey, Boomer, I don't know who does the voice of those crazy camels, but I do know the voice of that jackassery sound effect is provided by Joe Biden."
You know, it does sound kind of like
pretty
him.
Pretty close.
That's why I may very well be. Okay, so, oh, wow. Thank you, John. What else we got? Oh, Doman from Harvest, he says that cartoon that I was talking about. He says, "I've got that cartoon at home."
I did look up the name of the camel.
Did you?
Yeah, Chris Sullivan.
Chris Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. He's probably recognized, what Google says, recognized as the lovable Toby from NBC's This Is Us. I've never seen it.
I've never seen This Is Us.
Me neither.
It's on NBC.
Yeah. But he is the camel.
But he is the camel. Okay. Well, very cool. Well, I mean, and somebody else has texted in. They thought it was somebody else. And who was that? Oh, gosh. I've forgotten. I can't find my text now. There's so many of them. It may have been, was it Teresa? Yeah, it was. Teresa Van Coleman, I think she's saying she thought it was the guy who played Cliff Claiborne, the mailman guy on Cheers. I can see that.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
I can hear it in my head. Hey, Sammy. Yeah, maybe so. Mike. What else we got? Louis from Arab, regarding my monologue, just said, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. New texter on the line, Catherine, who says she's from beautiful Huntsville. Catherine, we're glad to have you. Brian from Huntsville reminding us that Maundy Thursday, which is, you know, we're talking about leading into the crucifixion here. Maundy Thursday up until Easter morning was a serious suck zone. Yes, indeed, it was. JT from Lacey Springs says the positive of the POWs is their mental ambitions exceeded their physical confinement, which pushed them through. I agree. And then we got another new texter who did not tell us who they are. They agree. Chris Sullivan is the voice of the camel. Tell us who you are, where you're from. We'll get you in there with the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and other hundreds of people who are in our texting system. But what you got?
Oh, I was going to say about our March Madness bracket, which was so much fun. I just wanted to announce the winners again because I'm still waiting for two people to respond.
Yeah, so we got stuff. We got prizes.
We got stuff for you guys.
But if you don't give us a mailing address, what do we do?
I know. Text in, email in, respond to my email, whatever. Mason Dillinger and Michael, number one and number two. Ellis, ATK, they already responded, so we have their stuff being sent out.
All right, nice. Well, yes. I'll tell you what. We need to get hold of that winner, and let's get them on the show.
Oh, okay.
Let's get them to call in, and we'll find out what their magic was when they filled out the bracket.
I like it.
How did they destroy the rest of the world and prevail with their bracket? What hoodoo did they put upon it? Did they? what conjurings caused that to happen?
Exactly.
I don't know. All right. That's good. Good stuff, man. Well, we enjoyed the. And thank you again for doing the bracket, Boomer.
That was so much fun.
It was awesome.
Yes.
Now we got to figure out what the next thing is.
We'll figure out the next thing and get it going soon.
What do we do next? What's our next bracket? What's our next thing?
We'll have to figure it out.
Frisbee golf bracket.
I know in the fall we're going to do
pick 'em,
which means that you get to pick. It's college, but you get to pick the team that's going to win each week. So it's like a weekly thing all the way through the season. It's kind of fun. You have to pick each team that's going to win every week.
Auburn.
Ah, Auburn. But it's not just one. It's like, you know, 15 games a week or something. It's fun.
Nice. Okay.
It'll be a good one.
In the meantime, what, is there a wiffle ball bracket we can do?
There's probably a wiffle ball. Beach ball, I don't know.
Yeah, is there the, what was that? What was that, the NHL Transgender Hockey League bracket? That one, we can just bet on injuries for that one. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, listen, we got a good show laid on for you. Former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne coming up at the top of the hour. Y'all stay tuned for that. We'll come back after this break, and we're going to kick off Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, and I've got a copy of the 16-page indictment right here in my hot little hands. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.